The Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare show. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately. Focus on Females does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on the radio show. Reliance on any information provided by Focus on Females or others appearing on the show at the invitation of Focus on Females is solely at your own risk. Welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Here we create clarity out of confusion and guide you through today's healthcare maze. Each week we'll focus on a different medical topic with a guest expert answering your questions. Future topics and guests can be seen at www.focusonfemales.com. Present your case to our experts by calling in between 12:30 and 1 on Sundays. To get involved with today's clinic, call now in Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, 877-969-8600. Be proactive with your health. We're here to focus on you. And now your host, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. It's February 15th, the day after Valentine's, and we hope everyone had a very special Valentine's Day celebration with that special person. Now, this Radio Healthcare Clinic is being brought to you by the not-for-profit Focus on Females Education Foundation, whose mission is to create an interactive, dynamic, community-based health safety net with immediate impact to save lives and protect families. We make you a lay medical expert on your individual medical problems using interactive educational programs. This includes our weekly Radio Healthcare Clinic, to which you are listening now, and the annual Focus on Females Women's Healthcare Symposium. The fourth annual symposium is next month, Saturday, March 21st. It is free, and it is being held at the Tampa Convention Center. Pre-registration to reserve the seminars of your choice is now available, and we strongly recommend it. Seating is limited. We are now receiving approximately, or have already received, 2.5 to 3 times the registrations we had at this point last year. So we're about 5 weeks before the event, and already we're about 2.5 to 3 times where we were last year. So we estimate we were to be at about 1,460 reservations already, and we have just 5 weeks to go. Which again, if we project further, we expect 2,000 to 3,000. Women there, and boy, wouldn't it be great to break through 3,000. Wow. The symposium boasts over 21 medical seminars given by physicians speaking plain English to give you information having immediate impact, protecting your family's health. And this, again, we want to emphasize the importance of prevention, and prevention means education, and the immediate impact. There's nothing that gives the kind of impact and the immediacy of impact as does education. Now, during our symposium, we will also have 8 different fitness classes being taught by certified fitness trainers. You can either engage and participate yourself or observe. Health screenings, chair massages, and more. And again, to reserve your spot, go to focusonfemales.com. Now, today we were scheduled to tackle gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is actually the most common gastrointestinal diagnosis during visits to outpatient clinics. And my guest was Dr. H. Jürgen Nord. Unfortunately, Dr. Nord came down with the flu and called me just a couple hours ago saying that he won't be able to make it in today. We will reschedule gastroesophageal reflux disease, and we hope that Dr. Nord does have a quick and rapid recovery. So in place of gastroesophageal reflux disease, I would invite everyone listening now to call in with any medical question you have, any comments about the show, about Focus on Females. If your question is regarding the eye, of course, my training is an ophthalmologist. My specific interest and expertise is on dry eye and cornea diseases, and I will be happy to answer your question, address your questions or comments. If I am not able to respond to your question, if it's about something that I'm not well-versed in, then we will get an expert to respond. And that's really the philosophy of Focus on Females. If you have a concern, a medical issue, and we are unable to address it at that moment, then we will have a guest expert, whether we schedule a show for you or we will have an interaction, an opportunity to get the information that you're looking for. Again, we don't practice medicine, so we're here to help with your thinking about how to navigate through the healthcare maze we have today. And more people are relying upon opportunities, Focus on Females programs like we have to help them through this very confusing time. Now, in the meantime, let's talk about Focus on Females and specifically the impact Focus on Females has had on individuals and their families. On the line now is Norma, and Norma is from Apollo Beach. Norma, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Now, Norma is a very special woman who has a very important story to share with our listeners. Norma, would you?
Sure, I'd be glad to share. I initially signed up for the program because I thought it would be fun, and also I noticed there was a program on incontinence and bladder repair. And my mother-in-law was about to have surgery for bladder repair and then come to our condo post-operative.
And that was so that was for last year's Focus on Female Symposium.
Yes, this was last year.
Okay.
So I signed up for that program because I thought maybe I could help her. I'd understand what she was going to go through in a little more detail than what she was able to tell me. But at the same time, I was concerned about a mole that was changing on my neck. And I showed it to my son in October, who is an internal medicine physician, and he said, oh, to him it looked like there was nothing to worry about. I showed it to my daughter-in-law, who also was an IM physician, who said that if I was concerned, I should see a dermatologist. Well, I liked my son's answer better than my daughter-in-law, so I did nothing. And I figured my daughter-in-law was just a worrywart. Well, I signed up for the skin cancer program, and I became a little bit educated about skin cancer, enough to know that if one becomes worried about something that's changing on one's skin, one should go to a dermatologist. But that's the specialist who can take care of these things, diagnose these things correctly. And that not having a needed biopsy could result ultimately in death. So after attending that seminar, I made an appointment with a dermatologist. The dermatologist, I went to USF, and the dermatologist and two residents who looked at it said they thought that it was suspicious but probably not malignant. So I figured, oh, I worried for nothing. I'm wasting my money. I'm going for an unnecessary biopsy. Had the biopsy, and 15 days later got a phone call from one of the residents who said, the mole was malignant. It is a melanoma. We scheduled you for surgery the next afternoon. Can you make it? I said, of course. And they cut it out along with two other moles that were very close, and it was fortunately stage one. It was in situ, meaning it had not spread, and so it was... So now I just have to go for routine skin screening.
And tell are you able to tell the listeners how old you are?
Oh, I'm 63 now. Last year I was 62.
Okay.
And I lived my life, I grew up most of my life in Toronto, Canada, where really, it's sunny, but it's not like Florida. I lived my adult life in Ohio, where it's always gray and overcast. And then I just am a snowbird in Florida for the past 3 years, 2 years, as of last year. So how I got this sun exposure, let me preface by saying that it's not sun exposure necessarily that causes melanoma. From what I've been reading, if you're born with atypical moles, which apparently I am born with, I have a lot of atypical moles, nobody really knows why one will change and become malignant if one does.
Well, that's right. And of course, we will have our skin cancer guest expert, Dr. Lean, who also happened to have given that seminar last year on as an expert on the radio program on Sunday, March 15th, actually the week before the event. But, you're absolutely right. You can't, there's an old expression in medicine, diseases don't read the textbooks. And it is what it is, and whether or not we understand why you developed skin cancer, or as you say, is an atypical mole situation. The bottom line is that only through your taking the initiative to get out and to participate in an educational program where you learn about how things change as we get older and the kind of diseases that we may fall victim to or we're vulnerable to, only through that initiative you took were you able to have this identified. And again, we can always look for someone to give us the answers we want. You had very good intending folks in your family who didn't feel that it was anything to be concerned about, and obviously they truly believe that. But what ultimately we have to have a lower threshold to have a screening examination. That's really all that you came out of that seminar last year realizing that you should go for a screening. And if it's right. If it's nothing, so fine. So you spend an afternoon or a couple hours, but if it's something different, well, then you've taken the step to arrest something of potential devastating magnitude.
Right. Well, as an aside, on my last 6 months skin screening, I was fine. My husband was there with me. And he pointed out to the dermatologist he had a red dot on his forehead that hadn't gone away. And the dermatologist took one look at it and said it was a pre-squamous skin cancer. It needed to be taken care of, needed to be frozen away.
This is your husband?
This is my husband, yeah.
Right. Well, listen, if you can stay with us, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more about the benefit, the immediate impact of our educational programs. That's Focus on Females Educational Programs. See you in a flash.
The Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Call now in Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, 877-969-8600. More in a few moments.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. The verdict is in. Ann Coulter's new book, Guilty, passes judgment on the mainstream media as no one else can. And here's another great way to cut through the spin and get to the real story. Town Hall Magazine. It's must reading for conservatives all year long. Now you can subscribe to Town Hall Magazine and get Ann Coulter's new book, Guilty, for free. There's never been a better time to go to townhallmagazine.com and sign up. For Ann Coulter's new book and a full year of Town Hall Magazine, go to townhallmagazine.com. That's townhallmagazine.com.
I'm Natalie Gilbert. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a spokesperson for the attorneys at Byrd and Barnhill. When Johnny Byrd served the people of Florida as Speaker of the House, he took a strong stand for the values that made our country great. Today, Johnny's taking a stand for his clients. Give Byrd and Barnhill a call at 813-759-1224 or visit the firm's website at byrd-law.com. When you're ready to take a stand, call Byrd and Barnhill, Plant City.
The C.S. Lewis Society is hosting an amazing exploration of Darwin's legacy, The Hidden Story, February 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Marshall Center on the USF main campus in Tampa. Plan on joining me, Michael Medved, and Dr. Steve Fuller, featured in the movie Expelled, as well as Dr. Tom Woodward, and learn how the science of today would shock Charles Darwin to the core.
Darwin's Legacy, The Hidden Story, February 26th at the Marshall Center at USF. Order your tickets while they last at 860WGUL.com.
This radio healthcare program is being brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 4th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida, 33679-2702.
Are you one of the many folks who suffer from dry eye? Have you seen countless doctors and still can't find relief? Have they told you, sorry, but dry eye is something you'll have to live with, or nothing can be done for you? Well, don't stand for that answer anymore just because someone else doesn't understand your dry eye problems. Go to the only eye doctor in Central Florida that specializes exclusively in dry eye and related diseases. Meet with Dr. Stephen Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where you'll be given up to 2 hours of face-to-face time with the doctor to get at the root cause of your dry eye pain and redness. Plus, begin targeted therapy right away. The Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, 3001 Swan Avenue in Tampa. Find them online at drmaskin.com. Haven't you waited long enough?
Lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. And again, those numbers is in Hillsboro County, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, area code 877-969-8600. A great day, a great opportunity to call in and ask a question. Norma, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So let me ask you about, you raise a couple of interesting points. Number one is that you went to our symposium last year, and you went to learn about bladder incontinence.
Right.
And you wound up...
For your mother-in-law, and you wound up
learning about yourself and the fact that you had ultimately a melanoma, which, as everybody knows, can kill within months.
Right.
And I think what this demonstrates is a feature of our symposium that everybody should recognize, and that is when we have over 20 different medical topics now, you may have something that you're interested in that you're planning on going to. Take the opportunity to listen in to something else. You never know. You may decide to go, for example, into the sleep disorder seminar and learn something which could also impact your health or a loved one's health. This is just a unique opportunity to learn about your body and how it changes over time. And the impact, as we said, is immediate and hugely significant.
Well, I am signed up for the sleep disorder clinic because as we age, my husband has started to snore, and his snoring wakes me up, and I'm trying to figure out how to go back to sleep after I either poke him or roll him over or and somehow minimize the snoring.
Well, this is very, very important. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to our – now, I know that's not your husband in the background, but a bird. What kind of bird is that?
We have two African grays.
Okay.
And one of them is busily talking right now.
Okay, maybe he's got sleep disorders too. But this is
they sleep 12 hours a day.
They're heavy sleepers. Snoring's not an issue with the birds.
That's right.
Is what you bring up though is very important. I don't know if you had an opportunity to listen to our sleep disorder radio show, which was several months ago. But there is a very important link between obstructive sleep apnea and heart disease. And we had a caller call in at the time who was calling for her mom who had a cardiac arrest a couple months prior to that show. And so fortunately, her mom was resuscitated and when she was brought to the hospital, they studied her heart and it turned out that she had a poor heart pumping function. However, her coronary arteries were clean and they couldn't figure out just why she was having, why she had this problem with cardiac arrest. And so they ascribed her cardiac disease to an idiopathic, meaning we don't understand why it's not working right, but it's not working right. Or the other thing, it was a virus that did it, basically not really understanding or knowing. Well, the daughter called in because she was listening to the show. She listens every Sunday. And she had heard the sleep disorder guest expert on that day, Dr. Stephen Kreitzer, talk about the link between sleep disorders and cardiac disease. And it turns out that when you have obstructive sleep apnea, you stop breathing. And when you stop breathing during a sleep, what happens is your body, after 10 seconds, tries to defend itself and save itself by releasing adrenaline. And that release of adrenaline, that acute rapid release of adrenaline, rapidly raises blood pressure and drives that heart. And over time, that has a negative impact on the heart, leading to what could have, what might have caused this woman's problem. So the daughter went ahead and made sure the mom indeed had a sleep evaluation. And as it turns out, the mother, during the evaluation, was discovered that the mother stopped sleeping, she stopped breathing 18 times during a REM cycle. And on one particular case, she stopped breathing for almost 70 seconds. So,
wow.
Yeah, so this explains, for example, indeed, it's not idiopathic, it's not viral, but this problem that the mother had was due to obstructive sleep apnea, which was prolonged and chronic and undetected. And this particular diagnosis really flies under the radar of most of the public, a lot of the public, and unfortunately many physicians too. So it's good. What other topics, other seminars are you participating in this year?
Well, I'm going to the seminar on cardiovascular health because my mother had a heart attack. She's still alive. She's 92. But she had a heart attack and a valve replacement in her early 80s. And she's been on blood pressure pills for years. And I've been on blood pressure pills since my mid-50s. Which I understand is correlated with cardiovascular problems later on.
Okay.
So I'm interested in learning about, since I seem to be genetically predisposed to heart problems because of my mother's heart problems, I'd like to learn about this.
Excellent. Well, that's great. Dr. Eric Harrison is going to be conducting the seminar on cardiac disease, and as is every physician in every seminar, we all use plain English to really convey important information to save lives and protect families. Listen, Norm, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story, and I look forward to seeing you at this next month's healthcare symposium. And
thank you, and I look forward to being at the next symposium and to learn all sorts of new things.
Thank you, and congratulations. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back with more on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. This is Steve Maskin.
The Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Call now in Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. anywhere else, 877-969-8600. More in a few moments.
With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. Workers are back at the scene of a Continental Air crash in suburban Buffalo, New York, where the remains of 15 people have been recovered from the wreckage of Flight 3407. In all, 50 people died, including one on the ground. The Pentagon says an American soldier was killed today by a roadside bomb in southern Iraq. It was the fifth U.S. military death by hostile fire in Iraq in the past week. Both Afghanistan and Pakistan will be taking part in a U.S. strategic review of the Afghan war. The president of Afghanistan says he'll lead a delegation here to Washington, and President Obama's special envoy to the region says Pakistan will send a team of its own. And the New York City Police Department is taking additional steps to prepare for a possible terror attack similar to the one that hit Mumbai, India last November. It's begun training more officers to use assault rifles, amongst other things. This is SRN News.
The C.S. Lewis Society is hosting an amazing exploration of Darwin's legacy, The Hidden Story, February 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Marshall Center on the USF main campus in Tampa. Plan on joining me, Michael Medved, and Dr. Steve Fuller, featured in the movie Expelled, as well as Dr. Tom Woodward, and learn how the science of today would shock Charles Darwin to the core.
Darwin's Legacy, The Hidden Story, February 26th at the Marshall Center at USF. Order your tickets while they last at 860WGUL.com.
Romance Pros has matched many conservative singles in the Tampa Bay area, and they can find the perfect match for you, too. If you're serious about a quality long-term relationship, make February the month you find your Valentine. Throughout the entire month of February, you can view your matches for free. With in-person screening, Romance Pros is the best at matching like-minded, values-oriented singles. Call today for a confidential appointment, 813-264-1000, 813-264-1000.
Your host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is ophthalmologist and eye surgeon Dr. Stephen L. Maskin. Dr. Maskin is the medical director of the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, the proud sponsor of today's show. At the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, Dr. Maskin specializes in solving difficult dry eye and cornea disorders with patients traveling from over 35 states and 5 continents for his evaluation. Dr. Maskin manages these dry eye disorders using innovative medical and surgical therapies, including the use of placenta-derived amniotic membrane, a new patent-pending natural eye lubricant to provide relief for dry eye sufferers, an exciting new procedure to unblock obstructed tear glands, and a topical cure for eye surface cancer. Dr. Maskin has been successfully managing difficult dry eye cases for over 18 years and is board certified, fellowship trained, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and the American Academy of Ophthalmology. He's been selected a best doctor in America every year from 2000 through 2008 and as an America's top ophthalmologist by Consumers Research Council of America. We hope the Focus on Females education programs, including this show, will help you and your family find the health care that works for you. Focus on Females believes in saving lives and protecting families. And please, visit drmaskin.com. And if you've not found relief for your painful red, dry eyes, come in to see Dr. Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where comfortable eyes lead to restored lives.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. I'm Steve Maskin, and today we're talking about the impact of the Focus on Females educational programs. We originally were scheduled to tackle gastroesophageal reflux disease with Dr. Jürgen Nord. Unfortunately, Dr. Nord called me a couple hours before the show with the flu. So we hope and we wish him speedy recovery. We will reschedule gastrointestinal reflux disease. But in the meantime, we are open to all questions on medicine and those areas that I can answer that I'm expert on. I am an ophthalmologist, expertise on dry eye and cornea disease. I will be happy to respond to anything I don't know. We will get answers for you, and we will help guide you. Okay, at this point in time, I'd like to turn to Renee. Renee, you're on the line with a Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Mastin.
Hi, Renee. And you were at our Focus on Females Healthcare Symposium last year.
Yes, sir. Myself and my mom volunteered to greet some of the ladies coming in for the seminar.
So last year you volunteered, and what were your observations about the day and the event?
There were a lot of females and males enjoying the camaraderie and focusing on health issues for themselves and their family. I think everybody that I spoke with and talked to had a great time. It was not only informative, but it was also fun to be around so many females that were concerned and focused on the different topics that the seminar was presenting.
And I believe this year you're going to participate in some of the seminars.
Yes, not only do I want to volunteer in the morning, I'm looking forward to having a nice time with my mom there. We're going to go ahead and have lunch, and then she is going to see the special presentation on osteoporosis, and I am going to enjoy the one on raising adolescents. I have two teenage boys, so I thought that would be very informative. And looking forward to seeing a lot of the same women that were there last year and new people.
Right. Now, osteoporosis, that's a very important topic. Will you be joining her in that seminar?
No, actually, unfortunately, I would have, but the raising adolescents are at the same time. Sleep disorders is what I'm
okay.
Since I have a husband that definitely has sporadic sleep disorders, so I thought that would be interesting to learn about.
Okay, were you listening to the show earlier today before you came on?
Yes. And
so you know the impact, the potential relationship between obstructive sleep apnea and cardiac disease.
That's true. It's very informative. I've been reading up on some of it, so I'm looking forward to hearing the specialist.
Well, that's excellent.
In a relaxed atmosphere.
So you're right, because at 1:30 we have osteoporosis, we have sleep disorders, we have breast cancer, we have reversing dry eye, and we also have looking more youthful without general anesthesia. And those are the five topics. In fact, I can share with our listeners now, we just had another physician come on board as a sponsored seminar. I believe it's at 1:30 she's going to be coming on. And her topic is hemorrhoids, fissures, and other pains in the A**.
That sounds like that's going to be interesting, too.
That'll be a fun one, too. So we have six for that particular time slot. But those are very, very good topics. Osteoporosis, of course. We did an osteoporosis radio program a few months ago. And interesting, a couple comments on that. Dr. Silverfield was on the radio program as our expert, and he is also doing the seminar at the big symposium. But a couple of things that one concept is the so-called bone bank. Everyone's got a bone bank, meaning that up until about 30 years of age or 35 years of age, it's important to strengthen your bones as much as possible, drinking calcium, exposure, vitamin to sunlight for vitamin D, because at when you pass that point in your life, middle age and beyond, you actually draw back off that bone. So it's important that the stronger the bone you can create during the first few decades of your life, the better you are during the latter half of your life. So that became clear, and again, that's something. I mean, that concept, was certainly, I think, new to many people. And those with children out there and teenagers, make sure they drink their milk and consume adequate amounts of calcium. Which brings us to the other comment, really, on osteoporosis that we all learned during our that radio show. We had a caller from California who was on, who had osteoporosis by bone density. She was 50 years of age, and she was taking Fosamax. Well, it turned out we found through this conversation we had on the radio that she was only consuming or receiving about 25% of the appropriate amount of calcium in her daily diet. So this, of course, could be an excellent reason why she has these difficulties, that her bones are not perhaps as strong as they ought to be. There may be other reasons, of course, as well. But when you're trying to treat a condition like osteoporosis or decreased bone density, you want to have everything aligned for you to maximize your outcome. So these are some of the information, some of the breakthroughs that our educational programs deliver to the public. You're still with me.
Yes, I am.
Good. So that's great. Those are two great topics. Until now, at 3 o'clock.
And I think that's the hardest part of the whole seminar is picking what topic that you actually want to attend, because there are so many great ones for all ages. And I do think that it's important, you know, to focus in what is the most personal for yourself. But right. Like I said, the hardest thing of the thing is picking out which one you want to choose, because there's so many great topics.
And the neat thing is it's kind of like a Chinese restaurant menu. You select the things that are helpful for you. And then also, like you said, you can come with a group of friends, relatives, family.
It's a great time.
You can join. You can tandem up and go to the same topic, or you can split off and go to different, kind of like going to the multiplex movie theater. You know, one person, your date wants to go ahead and see, or your spouse wants to see one movie and you want to see the other. You peel off, go to separate movies, and meet back at the afterward and enjoy the post-movie festivities.
Exactly.
But so it's a lot of fun. It's neat. Now, at 3 o'clock, you're going to see Raising Your Adolescent Child.
Exactly. I am definitely looking forward to that, with being the parents of 14 and 16-year-old boys. I think any help that we can get is great.
And now, is your mom joining you on that one?
Yes, she is. She definitely, as a very active grandparent, wants to know, you know, anything we can, because it's such a hard age for the adolescents, and any type of advice and tips and resources are greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. At 3 o'clock, we have, in addition to Raising Your Adolescent Child, we also have skin cancer, diabetes, allergies, and rapid recovery following breast augmentation. So again, a wide variety of topics at the 3 o'clock slot. Now, one other comment I wanted to make is, just like, I don't know if you were listening to Norma's story about how her experience with Focus on Females saved her life, but I want to just bring out the multiplier effect on the impact on families. When one person, when you save one person's life, you obviously impact not just that individual, but also spouse, children, parents, siblings, and as well as neighbors and other extended family and relatives. It's amazing if you stop and think how each of us, the impact each of us has on so many different people. It kind of reminds me of the old Jimmy Stewart movie, It's a Wonderful Life, how that one person can impact so many different people. And it's really true if you stop and think about it, the multiplier effect. If you take care of yourself, you know, I mean, in the extreme example, you save your life, but also if you manage your health, you protect an individual and your family so they have a better life, better quality of life, they're happier. The impact is multiplied on everyone that comes in contact with that individual. And again, that's what we're all about. So, Renee, I want to thank you for joining us today and sharing your personal experience with last year's event. And I look forward to having you again participate in this coming year's. And you mentioned you'd be volunteering in the morning. That's outstanding. We need all the volunteers we're going to get, because, as I mentioned, we're expecting close to 3,000 women this year.
I look forward to it, seeing you know, the fun faces that we had last year and the new faces. And I'm definitely going to be out there also promoting the healthcare symposium and try to get as many women and men involved in this great fourth annual event.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dr. Maskin.
All right. At this point in time, We're going to take a rapid break. We'll be right back in a flash with Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
The Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Call now in Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, 877-969-8600. More in a few moments.
I'm Natalie Gilbert. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a spokesperson for the attorneys at Byrd and Barnhill. When Johnny Byrd served the people of Florida as Speaker of the House, he took a strong stand for the values that made our country great. Today, Johnny's taking a stand for his clients. Give Byrd and Barnhill a call at 813-759-1224 or visit the firm's website at byrd-law.com. When you're ready to take a stand, call Byrd and Barnhill, Plant City.
This is the Prescription Addiction Radio Show.
My insight is that my children, my students, are telling me how easy it is to get these drugs. Unfortunately, one of my previous students recently passed on. My students are not under the impression that prescription drugs are dangerous.
The Prescription Addiction Radio Show, brought to you by Novus Medical Detox, Sunday night at 9 on Talk Radio 860 WGUL.
This radio healthcare program is being brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 4th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida, 33679-2702.
Confused about dry eye? Not getting answers as to why your eyes are so red and painful and your blurry vision that gets a little better with a good blink? Now you can learn all about dry eye, the causes, treatments, and home remedies from the number one best-selling consumer book on dry eye problems, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome by Dr. Stephen Maskin. Published by Yale University Press, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome has been selected as a 2008 Best Book of the Year by the Association of American University Presses and a 2007 Best Consumer Health Book by Library Journal. Find answers for your dry eye. Go to your bookstore and pick up a copy of Reversing Dry Eye. You'll be glad you did.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back to Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. I'm Steve Maskin, and once again, for those just tuning in, we were originally scheduled to talk about gastroesophageal reflux disease with Dr. Nord. Dr. Nord called me a couple hours before the show with the flu. So we will reschedule gastroesophageal reflux disease, and instead we're talking about how you can benefit from our big annual event coming up next month, just 5 weeks away on Saturday, March 21st. We already are about almost triple where we were last year. We've got approximately 1,460 women signed up, mostly women, about 95%, and we expect to come close to 3,000. Very exciting. On the line is Sherry. Sherry, can you hear me? You're on the Focus on Females Radio Health Care Clinic. Sherry?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Now, you volunteered last year at the symposium.
Yes, I did. It was a great event.
And what could you? What were your observations of the event, the people that were there, and the impact on people?
It was such a fun, vibrant event. Even though I was working, I had so much fun, and I saw so much energy. And there's just like groups of women who grabbed like all their family, friends, sisters, and went together and made a day of it. And they just had so much fun going to the seminars, going and visiting all the exhibitor booths, getting free health screenings and the free chair massages.
That was a big hit. I remember that.
Yes.
Well, it's you know, when I think back, I close my eyes, I think back, I see smiling faces everywhere I looked.
Yes. And everyone was, like, singing when they had the live band at the lunch hour, and everyone just seemed to be enjoying themselves.
And now this year, are you going to try to get into a seminar or two?
Yes, I am interested in the colon cancer seminar because my father-in-law has colon cancer, and I want to learn as much as I can about it.
Very good.
See if there's any preventative measures I can take for my husband's sake.
Good.
And then I also want to go to this allergy seminar. I want to know what preventive measures I can take here in my own environment to decrease allergy symptoms.
Excellent. Now, the colon cancer is at 9 o'clock, and the other topics at that time for everybody out there to know about is cardiac disease, is cervical, ovarian, and uterine cancer, nutrition and cancer prevention, and graceful aging. So five excellent topics. Colon cancer is very, very important. I can tell you this, David Shibata from Moffitt, Dr. Shibata, is giving the seminar, and I can tell you that he's given actually that seminar since our first year, and he himself was so excited after the very first year. He shared with me how people in his seminar, prior to the seminar, had been strongly against having a screening colonoscopy to identify early potentially cancerous polyps, and that by the time he shared with him, not just the fact that it was a good idea, but it was mandatory, it was necessary to have a screening colonoscopy for the good of yourself and your family, that it's not painful, it's you know,
right.
The risk is so minimal, and yet you can save your life. He was so thrilled that indeed, just through that seminar, indeed some of these individuals who decided to go ahead and get a screening colonoscopy indeed might have their life saved. So very, very exciting.
Right, and another note on the seminars, I sat in on your seminar last year, Reversing Dry Eye.
Yes.
And not only is it informative, but at the end, there is a question and answer. So you can ask, the participant can ask any questions, you know, and it's not like, you know, doctor term. It's easy to understand, and you can ask specific questions
Excellent
and get
point.
Answers right then and there.
Excellent point. And we all talk plain English, and we leave at least half the hour, if not more, for question and answer, sometimes discussing myths and facts. This is something for the public. This is something for consumers. This is something for everybody so you can make a difference and change your life and be healthy and happy.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Sherry. Thanks for your input. I look forward to your participation this year. This is going to be, again, as we can continue to grow each year, the response has really been incredible. Others have called this a phenomena, and it truly is a phenomena. And we look, again, thanks for your participation.
Right. Thank you for bringing such a great event to Tampa.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And on line one is Janet. Janet from Tampa, you're on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I called a couple months ago when Dr. Kreitzer, the sleep disorder expert, was on, and I heard a caller call about congestive heart failure, and that's what prompted me to call about my mother, who had just talked to Norma earlier in the show today about it.
Yes. How's your mom doing?
She's doing much better. She had a cardiac arrest September 21st of 08. And her cardiologist had told her that she was a 1% of people do not survive it, 99% do not survive it. She is in that 1%, which I'm very fortunate for. And after listening to the show and talking to the doctor, I called her and told her about it and stressed that maybe she should get the sleep disorder sleep study done. And she did it actually within a week. And what she found out was that in one REM cycle, she stopped breathing 34 times, one time, as you said earlier, for about 70 seconds.
Right.
So over the years, I'm sure this did not help her and could have been the cause of her congestive heart failure all along.
Congestive heart failure, not to mention the poor pumping.
Right, and now she has a CPAP that she wears.
Good.
She has what's called the nasal pillows. She went back for a second sleep study, and they put the nasal pillow CPAP on her. In that study, she did not have one sleep apnea, one stop. She didn't stop breathing at all through
wow.
the whole night.
Isn't that exciting?
It is, and they told her that actually is not as that she did wonderfully. To have gone from stopping, you know, her breathing so many times and for so long to that. And now she's been using it for, I would say, probably 3 weeks to a month.
This is very exciting on a couple of different points. Number one, the fact that she had her cardiac condition had deteriorated to the point where she actually had a cardiac arrest.
Right.
It wasn't recognized, perhaps, what was behind it, the fact that she had this obstructive sleep apnea, stopped breathing. But now that it was identified and she's being treated, the fact that she had a repeat sleep study and it showed that she did not stop breathing at all is very, very exciting, because after all, we have to think back during our radio healthcare clinic program on sleep disorders when Dr. Kreitzer was here, and he shared with us all the fact that right here at Tampa General Hospital, they did a study, and that study showed that 16 men and women were on the cardiac transplant list because of poor quality, poor functioning hearts. When they went back and looked at those 16 individuals and found that six of them had obstructive sleep apnea, they were treated with CPAP, and they found after treatment that their cardiac function, their ejection fractions, the performance of their heart improved to the extent that those people were able to be taken off the transplant list. Now, that's very exciting in and of itself. But the fact now that you can listen to that and appreciate what that means for your mom,
mm-hmm.
and the excitement that, hey, your mom now has a chance for her heart function to improve. And again, we talked about the multiplier effect. Your mom's heart function improves. Your mom's health improves. Her happiness, the impact on the entire family is a multiplier.
Matt, I would like to say something else. I think years ago people used to think snoring was an annoyance. It was embarrassing. If you know somebody that snores, it's really a life-threatening thing, and you should bring it to the attention of their physician. I know in my mom's case that her cardiologist had asked her if she snored. But he asked her, he didn't ask my father, who was not in the room at the time, and when you're asleep, I don't think you realize that you do it. So
right.
She didn't think much of it at the time until later I pointed it out, because she had stayed with me for a couple weeks after having twins, and I slept with her, and I knew she snored a lot. So
yeah.
I think that's really what made me call her and say, you know, I know you're not rested when you wake up. You really need to get this checked out. And I'm so glad that she did.
2 points. One, I think, to me, and I'm an ophthalmologist, but just listening to the relationship between sleep apnea and cardiac disease, and the fact that it's considered now a major risk factor for cardiac disease, along with diabetes and smoking at that level, it would seem that any patient with a significant cardiac history, congestive heart failure, for example, should be considered, should think about whether or not they have sleep disorder, obstructive sleep apnea. And the other thing is, your body talks to you and tells you when something is wrong. Well, of course, if you're sleeping, your body, in this case, is talking, telling you that something's wrong, but there may not be anybody there to listen. It's good if there's someone that can listen to you, that is with you when you're sleeping, to identify if there's a problem with their sleeping. And you know what? We're running out of time, so
this is a great show, and I have to tell you, it's definitely a lifesaver in my family, so thank you for having it.
Thank you so much, Janet, for sharing that with us. This is Steve Maskin. Come back next Sunday on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. We're going to be tackling curing cornea catastrophes next Sunday. See you then.